awareness of your body posture. Relaxing the eyes and the shoulders. Relaxing the jaw. Relax the mind, relax the heart. Sit and know you're sitting. As you're grounded in the awareness of the sitting posture, let the mind open to the awareness of different sounds as they arise. Soft and subtle sounds, the louder, distinct sounds, the sound of my voice. Notice how each sound is known spontaneously and effortlessly when the mind is undistracted. Don't get lost in thoughts about what's making the sound. Simply be in the direct experience of hearing. Each sound appears and is known spontaneously and changes and disappears in the open, empty space of the mind. Relax and appreciate that the nature of mind is awareness. Slowly connect with the sensations of each breath as they come into the body, as it leaves the body. Could be the sensations of the air at the nostrils, or the sensations of the movement of the chest or the abdomen. These sensations too are appearing spontaneously, simply as a function of the breathing process. Can you be with the sensations of each breath in the same open way that you're with sound? be with each half breath just as it presents itself, without agenda, without expectation, without trying to make it a certain way. Breathing in, I know I'm breathing in. Breathing out, I know I'm breathing out. It's that simple. Staying grounded in the awareness of the body posture, letting the mind be open and receptive to the different sounds that might appear. And within that openness, connecting carefully and precisely with the sensations, the feelings of each breath. It's resting in undistracted awareness. When different sensations in the body become predominant, whether pleasant or unpleasant, simply open to the sensing of those sensations. Relax into them, noticing whether they're pleasant or unpleasant. Perhaps noting the kind of sensation it is. Tension, tightness, pressure, vibration, tingling, heat, burning. And as you're relaxing into the awareness, the careful awareness of the sensation, notice what happens to it. Notice how it behaves. Does it get stronger through your attention? Does it get weaker? Does it fade away? Does it disappear quickly? Does it change position? Simply noticing. When it's no longer predominant, you can go to some other predominant sensation in the body or return to the breath. Return to the sitting posture. The rule for practice is to be mindful of whatever is predominant in the moment. And then returning to the primary object of the body or breath as your anchor. keep your mind alert and interested in the arising, appearing of thoughts and images. Noting thinking or seeing, or with repetitive patterns of thought, using even a more specific label, work tape, family tape, planning tape. And in the awareness of thought and image, notice how insubstantial and impermanent they are. The only power that thoughts have is the power that we give them. See how the thoughts and images appear and disappear just like sounds, arising and vanishing in the open space, the open sky of the mind. They have no roots, no home. And you can take particular delight in seeing the insubstantiality of all the negative thoughts, the anger, the judgment, the jealousy, the pride, the fear, the annoyance, the irritation. Seeing them as being empty and insubstantial as well. When they're seen as not self, there's no problem. Also open to any predominant emotions, the wide range of emotions, or subtle mind states. Recognizing them, feeling them, opening to them, noting them. Happiness, sadness, grief, anger, loneliness, joy, contentment, restlessness, including the whole range of emotion and subtle mind states as objects of meditation as well. It's part of the passing show. Open them, open to them, feel them, note them. See how they're arising out of conditions and pass away when the conditions change. Finally, recognizing the open, empty nature of awareness itself. The breath, sounds, sensations, thoughts, images, emotions are all arising, appearing, and being known in the very moment of their arising. Being known by what? When you look for zero, you see nothing. When you look through it, you see the world. And if all of these instructions become too confusing, simply sit and know you're sitting, and the whole of the Dharma will be revealed.